Hello, and welcome to another podcast on Ghana Education News. In this edition, we take a look at the typical WASI social studies questions and how they are structured. And to do that, we look at a set of likely examination questions that candidates should revise with. The questions are subdivided into the environment, social and economic development, and governance, politics, and stability. Now, let's look at the questions under each of these three subsections for the purposes of revision. Questions under environment are as follows. Question 1. A. Explain the concept capabilities of an individual. Explain the concept capabilities of an individual. 1B. Outline three problems associated with false identity of an individual. Outline three problems associated with false identity of an individual. And 1C. Discuss four actions that can be taken to discourage false identity among individuals. Discuss four actions that can be taken to discourage false identity among individuals. Now let's go to question number 2 under the environment. Question 2A. Outline four sociocultural practices that have outlived their usefulness within the Ghanaian culture. Discuss four sociocultural practices that have outlived their usefulness in the Ghanaian culture. And in doing this, explain why they should be abolished. So outline four sociocultural practices that have outlived their usefulness in the Ghanaian culture and why they should be abolished. Question 2B. Explain four ways by which traditional music and dance promote national development in Ghana. Explain four ways by which traditional music and dance promote national development in Ghana. Question 3A under the environment. Outline four reasons for which people marry in Ghana. Outline four reasons for which people marry in Ghana. 3B. Discuss four measures that can be taken by couples to resolve challenges in their marriage. Discuss four measures that can be taken by couples to resolve challenges in their marriage. Question 4A. Explain the term environmental. Explain the term environmental challenges. List four examples of environmental challenges. So question 4A requires that you explain the term environmental challenges. And then you further go on to list four examples of environmental challenges. These are very important questions that WASI candidates should revise ahead of their exams. They are some of the basic questions one can be asked at the WASI, and your failure to answer them could go against you in the final determination of your scores. Let's go on to question 4B. List four elements of the social environment. List four elements of the social environment. 4C. Describe four ways by which the physical environment influences the activities of man. Describe four ways by which the physical environment influences the activities of man. These are the four questions under the environment section of a standard WASI social studies paper. Now let's look at the section B aspect of the paper 2 with the heading governance, politics, and stability, and see if we can answer them as students as well. Question 5 is as follows. Examine 5 responsibilities that political independence imposes on the citizens of Ghana. Examine 5 responsibilities that political instability imposes on the citizens of Ghana. This is a 20 mark question. Question 6A. Explain the term peace building. Explain the term peace building. 6B. Justify any 4 reasons for which ethnic conflict should be discouraged in Ghana. Examine any 4 reasons why ethnic conflict should be discouraged in Ghana. This is an important question, especially for the fact that ethnic conflicts have existed one way or the other within the Ghanaian setting. And the latest or most recent issues have to do with the shooting of SHS final year students in places like Boku. And so students should look at questions related to ethnic conflict, how to resolve them, the negative impact of such conflicts, and the way forward. This way, you can answer questions that are relevant within your environment. As question 7A, highlight 4 features of democracy. Highlight 4 features of democracy. Question 7B, discuss 4 ways of preventing autocratic rule in Ghana. Discuss 4 ways of preventing autocratic rule in Ghana. We go to the final section, which is section C of paper 2, labeled social and economic development. Question 8A. State 2 differences between science and technology. 2 differences between science and technology. Question 8B. Highlight 4 measures that have been taken by the government of Ghana to advance the cause of science and technology. Highlight 4 measures that have been taken by the government of Ghana to advance the cause of science and technology. Question 9A. Explain the term resource development. Explain the term resource development. 9B. Discuss 4 ways in which human resource can be effectively utilized in Ghana. Discuss 4 ways in which human resource can be effectively utilized in Ghana. Question 10A. Explain the following terms. I, productivity. I, entrepreneurship. II, entrepreneurship. 10B, highlight 4 roles of local industries in the socio-economic development of Ghana. Highlight 4 roles of local industries in the socio-economic development of Ghana. These are the 10 questions in a standard WASI social studies paper we have discussed with you. Go through them, play this audio over and over again, get the questions written down, and do your best to answer or attempt to answer them. For questions you have challenges with, do your best to go and revise those topics all over again. Once you cannot answer a given question so well, it's an indication that you don't have a strong grip over that particular topic. And the best thing to do is to revise this topic all over again to improve your understanding and increase your chances of being able to answer this question in the future. All the best as you prepare for your WASI examination.